I know you're probably like I am. You get discouraged about your own failures. And I often question how God can use me and why God doesn't use somebody else. And is he through using me? And whenever I get into that thing of questioning whether God can use me, I just go back to the Bible to see the people he used there. Because frankly, they're a fairly pitiable lot themselves. I mean, there was Noah, who got drunk and conducted himself in a lewd way. There was Abraham, who doubted God, lied about his wife, and then committed adultery. And then there was Isaac, who learned how to sin from his father, did the same thing with his wife Rebekah, and lied to Abimelech. And then there was Jacob, who literally extorted the birthright from Esau, deceived his father, and who raised a whole bunch of immoral children. Then there was Joseph, who was hated by all his brothers. And then there was Moses. Moses was a murderer. Moses acted in pride, trying to steal God's glory, and struck the rock instead of obediently speaking to the rock as God said, and he never entered the promised land he had led the people to. And it was Aaron. Aaron, the high priest, who led Israel in the worship of the golden calf and the accompanying orgy. And then there was Joshua. God told Joshua to wipe out the Gibeonites, but he was so deceived by the Gibeonites that he made a treaty with them instead of destroying them, and they hung around to trouble Israel endlessly. Then there was Gideon. Gideon, who had no confidence in himself and even less confidence in God's plan and God's power. And there was Samson, who was marked as a man with a lustful love for a wretched woman. And there was Ruth in the messianic line and yet an accursed Moabitess. And there was Samuel, and he began to serve God as a little kid. What did he know? And David, the all-time ladies' man. Every time he saw a lady he liked, he married her. Didn't matter how many others he had. An adulterer, a murderer, a lousy father, and a man with such bloody hands, God wouldn't even let him build a temple. And then there was Solomon, the world's leading polygamist. And it goes on like that. God used Isaiah, who had put his trust in a human king. God used Ezekiel, who was a brash, tough, strong-minded, crusty, say-what-you-think priest. And God used Daniel, who was educated in a pagan country and taught the wisdom of the bitter and hasty Chaldeans. And God used Hosea, who married a prostitute. And God used Jonah, who defied him in direct disobedience and took a short ride on a long fish. And then when the Gentiles were converted, he didn't like it one bit. And God used Habakkuk, who questioned the divine plan. And God used Elijah, who could handle 850 false priests and prophets, but ran like a maniac from one woman, Jezebel. And God used Paul, who killed Christians. God used Timothy, who was ashamed of Jesus Christ and had to be told so by Paul. You see, you just follow the flow of history, and it's the march of the unqualified. Is what it is. They're unqualified. And these are the ones he chose.